Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Let's talk about Katie's no good, horrible, very bad weekend.
You know, I was about to ask you, how was Jurassic Quest? And then I'm thinking, why would he have gone to Jurassic Quest? Like, I know we were excited about it, but.
I'll be real. Yeah, no kids.
Don't buy yourself.
I could have.
That guy.
Opted not to. But yeah.
We had like our own Jurassic Quest.
Yes, you did.
Because originally I was sad that I couldn't bring my son, who's like.
Dinosaur freak.
Hugely into dinosaurs. Dinosaur like
super
little
freak.
Boys are.
Oh, as they should be.
And it ended up being all right because when we make it to our house in San Antonio, which I do have for sale if anyone's
yes.
in the market
yes,
and
yes.
would like to live in Spring Branch,
mm-hmm.
The other one, get at me. But we get in kind of late on Friday, and my husband's walking around the property, just checking everything out, and he's got the dogs with him, and then I get this picture. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
So Katie sends this to me without any kind of context on Saturday morning.
How unsettling is that?
I picked up my phone, turned it around, and looked at it. And I was like, I don't know what this is. So I'm zooming in. I'm studying it. It's
a full-on deer
it's
skeleton.
It's a corpse. It's a desiccated corpse.
Except for like the hind quarters.
Yeah, a little on the hinds. Little action left on the head, maybe. Can't really tell.
Oh, no. Yeah, in the cheek.
But yeah.
We found that out later.
The cheek?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got a nice, fat, really substantial dead deer in your yard.
Yeah, because I noticed, like, there was a lot of, like, bird poop on our patio.
What would this be from?
And I'm like, we've got a lot of trees, but we've never had this problem before.
Yeah.
And also, what bird did this?
Right.
Like, this is massive. Vultures.
Mm.
Vultures. And our cameras weren't working. Thank God.
Because you would have just seen.
Because if I had opened up my cameras and just seen vultures.
You would have seen like a leg being dropped
it's
on
the,
your.
It's the end times.
Like on your grill or.
Well, that house ain't.
That's.
It's like an omen.
So I was thinking to myself, it's I'm like, what is Katie going to do?
Yeah, I had no idea.
You no idea?
I had no idea. Well, no, because of the state of it. First, I was like, why has no one done anything with this? I'm like, where's my neighbor?
Where's
my realtor?
Has everyone just been staring at this thing for like a month or something? It's like, oh, what are we going to clean this up?
I think it had only like been a few days.
That's impressive if true.
Yeah.
And that's really impressive.
It didn't look like it was ripped apart. So then I'm Googling like how to dispose of it.
Yeah.
And I'm reading you could bury it, but I'm like, nah.
I was going to dig a hole. Come on.
You got to dig it pretty deep.
Yeah.
I was like, and honestly, like it's already been done. Right, like, okay. So then it says you can throw it in the trash. Like, you can break it up and you can put it in trash
bags. Did you say break it up?
Yes, I did. Well, it was massive.
Well, of course, a deer.
I'm sorry. If I'm holding the trash bag open, absolutely not.
Break
you
it up?
You better break that up into teeny little pieces.
Break it
so
up.
None of them hit me in the arm.
Do you have a saw? Like, what are you?
I think you just take a shovel. And just... There wasn't much left, man. There wasn't much left. So, we're trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
I found someone on Nextdoor who had like just gone through this.
Oh,
so I messaged
okay.
him.
All right, all
but
right.
his post was more like, what kind of animal do you think did this? Because the head was far removed from the body. Mine was just intact. So I was like, hey, different kind of question. But
yeah.
What did y'all end up doing with that thing?
Yeah. The not head part. You know, the rest of it.
Because you're supposed to report it if you think it's died of disease.
Oh.
So I'm like, I don't know what it died of. This is it.
Yeah,
this is all I got.
It seems a little late for that.
I think you can test them bones.
A little late for that question, to be honest.
So all that to say, we told our children it was a fossil, which was good and bad. Because they loved it, but also they kept trying to sneak down to the fossil.
You told
your kids. I think it was a bit gooey on the bottom. Yeah, like it's a dinosaur. We got a fossil in our yard. Maybe we'll add that to the listing. So what did we end up doing with it?
Yes, what did you
I probably mean? Should not admit to this.
What? Oh, no. How much was it honestly
Well,
get?
we're not there,
yeah,
right?
So you have to get it has to get out of your yard.
And I don't want to put it in the trash can
then you
for
have to,
a few days.
Or break it up. Like, that's horrible. Like, that's a... That's
my husband, my husband just got his grappling hook and just stretched it to the woods.
See, that's... That is completely acceptable.
It would have to go down a creek. And
completely acceptable. Just take it about 100 yards.
Somebody else's problem now.
100 yards that way. Preferably right on the golf course. Just leave it as a, you know, potential hazard to play. Right. Let them deal with it.
So when the next potential buyer comes by, hey, we found a body on your property. Look at him and say, would you like to raise your offer?
See, there's always a
just
size.
Kidding. We'll accept everything. Desperate.
Good morning. How was your weekend, Frito and Katie? Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, missing Jurassic Quest. We also missed Perk Quest Live.
That's right.
The Lego event.
Yeah. Look, there was a lot going on.
A lot to do.
You were busy burying bodies, so yeah. Like I completely understand.
Dealing with real fossils. But man, if you got kids, I am happy to report the age of stepping on Lego in the dark might finally be over.
Did they get rid of Legos in general? Is that like a, what is this?
The greatest parenting breakthrough since screen time. That's what it is. Or just, you know, the start of the robot uprising.
Oh.
You be the judge. Next, what's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Ah, great news, parents. There's a new robot out that actually could clean up after your kids.
Oh. Okay.
Sounds amazing, right?
Big if true.
Exactly.
That seems like a game changer.
I mean, you could just have your kids pick up after themselves, but no.
If you could have done that,
you would have done
a long time ago.
I don't know if this is the future of parenting or just like another fancy paperweight.
Hey, man. Like I said, if true, massive.
We'll come back to it. I'll give you all the details. But first, the country music world shines a little less bright with the news of Jeannie Seely passing away.
That's right.
Now, you might not be all that familiar with her name, but man, she was a legend. She sang country songs, Don't Touch Me, A Wandering Man, and Can I Sleep in Your Arms? But she's also credited with helping modernize the Grand Ole Opry. So before her time, all the women had a very, very, very strict dress code.
Right.
And they had to wear those long ruffled skirts.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she was the first one to wear a mini skirt at the Opry.
Holy cow.
She'd make Miranda Lambert proud. The stage manager gave her a stern talking to afterwards, but she said, I explained that I just moved from California and this is what everybody's wearing. Mm. She also pushed for women to be able to host the Opry segments.
Right.
And in 1985, she became the first woman to do so.
Huh. Go figure.
I mean, the only reason it happened was because the male host got caught in a snowstorm.
Hey, whatever. You take the opportunities you're given.
Exactly. And she kept up the pressure. And in 1993, management finally changed their mind and just like made it open.
Very cool.
Which is awesome. Tributes from the country music world have been pouring in. Reba's done some. Dolly, Carly Pierce, Trisha Yearwood, and many, many more sent their condolences. We have successfully avoided this until now, but American Eagle has responded to the Sydney Sweeney jeans controversy.
Yeah, this has been kind of, I'd say simmering, but it's more than a simmer.
To me, it's the dumbest thing ever. Like all of it. Every part of it was stupid, including the ad, because I don't know why she ever talked. I think the joke was just she's got good jeans.
Like she's selling denim for any person. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it was the joke was jeans. Like she has good jeans.
But she also
she's got good jeans.
Yeah.
And everybody could have good jeans with American Eagle.
And people took it personally.
Well, yeah. The very, very, very personally, it very quickly turned into a debate on eugenics.
Coded messaging. Got it.
Here's the response from American Eagle.
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney has great jeans with a J.
Yes.
And always was about the jeans.
Right.
Her jeans. Her story. We'll continue to celebrate how everyone wears their AE jeans with confidence their way. Great jeans look good on everyone. Which is exactly what I would have thought they would have said.
It's the statement you'd release, yes.
President Trump would. Someone asked him about it, and he said, what? Because I guess BuzzFeed outed her as being a registered Republican.
He said, what? She's a Republican?
Well, now I love her, Ed.
This is the weird part for me, is because that's where it took a turn over the weekend.
Why are you digging into this?
Like, you don't want answers to a lot of these questions. Like, do you really want it? Like, just let it.
I thought that was one of those questions you don't.
Yeah, you just don't want to know the answer to.
You
don't want to know the answer to how someone votes.
Well, now you know.
Okay.
And now you know there's an option if your kids are particularly messy and they leave things all over the house.
Right.
So researchers have developed a prototype robot that can see and then pick up objects. So toys, bottles, stuffed animals, can also respond to voice commands.
Get out of here.
What they're talking about is, like, in the future, you could have this robot tidy up your house before a Roomba vacuums it.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make the little robot also vacuum?
Give it a minute.
How big do you think my house is? I got room for all these robots. I want a Rosie.
That's the thing.
I want a robot that does it all.
That's how you get to a Rosie, Katie. You start with, like, five that each do their own thing. Like, one of them's vacuumed.
No, because now I'm outnumbered.
Yeah, people don't like that.
No.
And then they say, you know what we need? All in one. And then you get Rosie.
Does it all.
That's and talks to you because it's like AI embedded. You want the Rosie. Like, absolutely.
I also like it because it's like if you ever had cleaners or a maid and your mom made you clean the night before.
It's powerful Rosie.
You gotta clean before the cleaner comes.
Power her up.
That makes sense, right?
No. but I am aware
also,
of what you're talking about.
It looks more terrifying than a Roomba. It's not humanoid, but it's bulky. It drives around on wheels. It has cameras, displays, obviously, but also robotic arms and these, like, flexible grippers.
Do we know what the interactions with pets look like at this point, or is this too early to tell?
I think it's going to pick them up.
That's what I mean.
How fast is your dog? That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Another round of Money Minute coming up today at 8:30.
As
always.
Are
we going to give away $100?
The odds say no, but I am hopeful.
My heart says yes.
Hopeful every day.
Which is why before 6:30, we give you a freebie in the day's quiz.
Mm-hmm.
So if we call you, because you responsibly signed up at thebullhouston.com/contest and have been patiently waiting.
Being proactive.
One of the answers today is Mercury.
You're welcome.
Mercury.
Now just stick around for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to this.
Well, if you do, you're entered to win a Zach Brown show.
Oh,
at Sphere.
So,
all bad.
We got incentives on incentives on incentives. If you have not signed up for the Money Minute, do it now. Bullhouston.com/contest.
Speaking of incentives, if you hang out for a few minutes, we've got tickets to.
What are we starting with?
Okay.
This is up to you, by the way.
Okay. Let's do, because I'm looking at it, let's do Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour.
Yes.
At the Toyota Center. It's exactly what it sounds. If you got kids who are fans Descendants and or zombies,
yeah,
it's both.
I would imagine 14. A lot of you are very aware this is coming to town sometime soon. If you want to win your tickets, stick around. We will have a way for you to do just that. Coming up next on Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull, fairly concerned about this. I have no idea where you're getting this content from.
IMDb.
That's
obviously.
True. You didn't tell me. We're playing a game for Descendants Zombies When Worlds Collide coming to the Toyota Center. For all you parents of Disney's kids, this is something they're going to want to go to. Four packs of tickets, right?
Yeah, these are four packs. And if you want to win them, all you have to do is play Darker Disney. So call 713-881-5500. We'll give you warnings from various Disney films. You tell us the Disney film. Get two of them. You got the four packs.
Call us, 713-881-5500. Frito, Katie, the Bull, good morning. Who's this?
This is Mary.
Mary, do you have kids?
I do. I have five.
Okay, all right, that's a lot of kids. Are they fans, any of them, of the Descendants and or zombies?
So two of them are. They are teenagers now, but they would love to take their cousins to see this.
You know,
oh,
so
I love
they're
that.
Younger.
That sounds like an amazing mm-hmm. time out. So let's do it.
Okay, Mary.
This is Darker Disney.
So we are going to read you IMDb parental warnings, suggestions from the parent guidebook. About family-friendly Disney films.
Which I'm still, I'm not seeing where this would possibly come from, but Katie assures me that there are IMDb
people
warnings.
Like to be very thorough. And there are different categories if
okay.
you
really?
Pursue this.
Really?
So, Mary, I'm going to give you three different Disney movies and warnings, and you just tell us, after the warning, which movie it's associated with. And if you can get two of them, you win the tickets. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
First up, a cloaked man flashes three characters, but it is quickly revealed he is a sundial salesman. So serial flasher, only selling sundials.
Hercules.
I am so ashamed that I knew the answer to that. That's absolutely correct.
Are you? I saw it immediately in my head. It's a very funny scene.
Amazing. Okay,
next
one for
up, Mary. A tomcat tells another all of the cats in the house were swingers. And when she asked what a swinger was, he briefly said they weren't her type.
Aristocrats?
Aristocats.
How did that end up in there?
Everybody wants to be a cat.
Wow. That was quick and easy, Mary.
Painless.
Very painless.
Or not. I mean, unless you're the one writing these reviews.
That is okay. All right. We are learning some things today.
The best
today.
Is when they pick up on things that you probably never notice.
Are there a lot of these?
Enough to last the whole week.
Mary, we're going to send the kids and the cousins to Descendants, Zombies, When Worlds Collide out of the Toyota Center. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic. Thank you guys so much.
All right, hang on the line.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Paul, sorry you had to get us involved with this deal with you and Heather. We know it's not exactly ideal.
No, I'm not sorry. I mean, number one, hey, and I love listening to you guys. Oh. And I feel like this whole thing, it's really going to bail me out here.
Okay. All right.
Talk about needing some help, you know?
Yeah, you mentioned the past week been a rough one for y'all. So refresh our memories for a second. You've been together for how long? I want to say it's been a minute.
Yeah, it has. We started dating at the beginning of the summer, a little before. And, man, it's been really fun. Until recent events, clearly.
Right, and you were telling us you think you can pinpoint the weekend this all went south, and that was the one you spent with her brother's family.
Yeah, well, one of her brothers, but she's from like a pretty big family, but he's the one who, he lived the closest. Feel like it might have been my intro to the family.
All right, and what was the plan? Did you have a plan at all?
Yeah, so turns out Heather's brother, he's got 4 kids. The oldest was turning 7.
Okay.
She's kind of like secretly like Heather's favorite. So we ended up going there on a Friday afternoon. They were throwing this big birthday party the next day. And so we figured we'd just, you know, kick it until then.
And you were cool with this whole thing, like staying the night and everything, just so we asked?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty easygoing. You know, I didn't fully realize how hectic, you know, how a house with 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and 2-year-old twins would be.
Whoa.
But dude, they were. I was surprised how much they were.
They were what? Well behaved?
Yeah.
Angels?
No.
Oh.
No, well, not exactly. I think they were, well, like, they were kind of terrible, but that's not their fault or anything. I'm not blaming the kids, and I was warned.
All right.
So it's not just me that like that feels that way.
Right.
What do you mean you were warned? Like, were these kids feral?
No, not that I have a whole lot of experience with that.
Who does?
It's just that Heather, she told me they can be a lot. I don't know. I told her that was fine and that I wouldn't know one way or the other.
Sure.
Now that said, I'm not a macho jackwad that hates kids or something. Like, let me,
right,
I want
on
that for the record. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just really not great with them.
Noted.
Right. So what makes you say that? You said you don't have much experience.
Well, that's why I don't know what to do with them. My sister's kid, she'll talk to me all day and I can't tell you a single word she's saying. And she's loud. She's really, really loud and just, yeah.
Okay. All right. So all of a sudden you're trapped in a house with 4 kids under the age of 10
mm-hmm.
and a birthday party mm-hmm. with, I'm guessing, even more kids. How did you do?
Not
the answer.
Yeah.
Not super well.
Yeah.
I feel weird. Like these kids, but
I can but see why
those young ones, they were just a force, like a hurricane. Maybe like I had to spend most of my time in the backyard just to get a little peace.
Okay.
Got it.
And you're thinking what, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe Heather picked up on all this.
Yeah.
Maybe your reaction wasn't what she was expecting or hoping for.
Or it wasn't what she was looking for, right? Like, does she want kids?
Do you want kids?
Yeah. After a while, I think there's a difference when it's your own kids, right? I mean,
There's got to be.
Is it?
Otherwise, no one would have them. And Heather, I get it. She's a saint. She's got a ton of patience. She'll sit right in there with them and make up entire languages with these kids. And I don't know, maybe it's because she is from a big family, but if I came off like, you know, I really hate that. But I just need more time to adapt, maybe. Time changes all of us. They'll get older, right? And they'll mellow.
Yeah.
That'll fix the problem.
Right.
So essentially, I want to set things right. I'm pretty sick of getting the silent treatment over a bunch of little girls.
You just got to hang on, is what you mean.
Okay.
That'll sort itself out.
Well, we shall see what we can do. We're going to call Heather. Talk to her next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Paul is, well, safe to say he's not great with kids.
He's challenged in that capacity.
He was, to be fair, he was staying in a house with very young kids.
A lot of them.
Seven, five, two-year-old twins.
That's
four kids.
That's a lot of babies.
Loud and on the eve of a birthday.
Yeah.
So that it's a lot of excitement. It's a lot of craziness. He's not used to it.
Definitely.
Can barely talk to his own niece to hear him tell it. Hey. And Heather is the opposite. So she clearly loves kids, clearly loves being in that environment. She gets down, makes up languages, he said.
Yeah.
Like she speaks kid.
Like that's two really different people.
And Paul is like fleeing to the backyard. So that's probably what's going on here. But let's get Heather on the phone and see if we can't smooth things out for him. Hey, is this Heather?
Yeah, hi.
What's up, Heather? We're Frito and Katie from The Bull. Just going to rip the Band-Aid right off here. We had a conversation with Paul.
Yes, yes. And Paul, well, he thinks you might be a little disappointed in his actions lately.
Well, look, okay, I'll say he's not wrong, really. Okay. Yeah, he's just not wrong.
Okay.
Hey, Heather. I'm so sorry. I know you probably expected me to be a little better with the kids, but I'm just not there yet. And don't get me wrong. I hope I'll get there. I want to get there. I'm working on it. I know I spent a lot of time away from the family and all, but when you said they were crazy.
Okay. Okay. We can stop there.
Well, okay. Look, well, to be honest with you, you have a lot to learn. I mean, look, I appreciate the apology, and I thank you for that, but...
Okay, I don't know how you're feeling, but to me, this feels like a great chance for growth. What do you want him to do maybe differently if this pops up again?
Well, I mean, not fleeing the scene would be a pretty good start. I mean, come on, I don't know. There's a lot he could be doing to prevent a meltdown. And the whole thing was with the, you know, the effing switch controller. I mean, just let the kid play with it, you know? That would have made the whole weekend a whole lot smoother for everyone.
Let her play with it? Like, why? Why would I have done that? Because I thought you understood. I thought you knew where I was coming from.
No. I don't. And honestly, I still don't. I mean, all this has kind of put me in a bad spot. I mean, oh my God. I mean, she didn't even stop crying for 2 hours.
What?
And listen, you weren't around to hear any of it, but I was with all the kids.
Sorry,
okay?
Can one of y'all explain like what exactly we're talking about? Yeah. Like switch controller?
Okay, so I'm eating dinner. I'm sat like right at the table, fork in hand, and I see one of the kids pick up my switch over in the living room, and I have like hundreds of hours on it. You know what I mean? Like there's all kinds of progress and I'm like freaking out. Well, I'm just like really anxious about anything going wrong with it on there. Or like, what if she does what, like, you know, she drops it or something. And like, it kind of like, you know, it hyped up my anxiety quite a bit.
Right.
See what I'm talking about? I mean, just relax, dude. Just relax. Take a deep breath.
All right. But look, I got to say it's a little hard, especially when like you went and turned on the thing for her. And what did you keep saying? She's fine. Let her be. And like, yeah, I didn't care about her. I cared about my freaking switch, you know? So I'm like sweating over there. And eventually, like, I just slide over and like, I just took it away. Like,
oh,
really? I did it kind of nicely, but but firmly, just, and I told her, I said, like, Blakely, that's my toy. That's, really? You know, that's Paul's toy. But she was, that was not well received. And she started screaming, like, carrying on, and, like, I mean, having, like, a big old fit.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, you know why? Because a grown-ass man just wrestled a video game from her. She's just partially in shock. I mean, what did you think was going to happen? She's a kid, honestly. I mean, really?
I mean, any number of things could have happened. She could delete something. She, like, one of my files or something, or hell, like, she could drop it and crack the whole damn thing. Like, I mean, she's five.
No, she knows what a Switch is. And plus, look, you actually had it right. You said it was a toy. And it's a toy. And you're a grown man. And she's a child. No wonder she was confused. I mean, can any part of you see how you came across at all? I got to tell you, yeah, this was kind of a move.
It's kind of my property. It's my Switch. It's my hobby. It's my stuff. Like, why am I going to let a five-year-old play with it and have her way with it just because she wants to?
You know, no one thought you really handled it that well. No one.
Do you guys see what I'm saying?
I mean, parts of it, maybe. Hang on the line for a second, guys. Okay. Our phone number is 713-881-5500.
He's not wrong. Like, it's his, but he went about it the wrong way. You can't take a toy or a game, like, wrestle it out of a child's hands. She's fine. That's crazy.
Well, what's...
If it was so important, why'd he leave it lying around?
I think he did make some points. I mean, he obviously cares about it, but still, it's a toy you have to know a kid is going to want to play with. Was he right at all?
About what? About what? His about precious, what part?
His precious Switch.
If it's so precious, leave it at home.
Look, we'll talk to you guys coming up.
Katie the Bull.
I feel like Paul freaked out is what I'm saying. Like,
there's a lot. Yes, I understand this is very probably personal to him. And it's his property, but something hits weird.
Stole candy from a baby.
That's
stole a Switch from a baby.
How it feels. All right, what do you think?
And I think they're both wrong. I mean, she says, well, the child's five. Let her play with any toy she wants, but they're at his house. So she needs to teach her kids the respect, as well as he doesn't know, since he doesn't have any kids, that he needs to put stuff away that potentially would be interesting to a child.
Well, no. Don't
they're
get
at,
it twisted.
They're at this her is, brother's
yeah,
house.
Yeah, this is the kid's house.
Yeah.
The kid's house where
so
they
the
were
kid
at.
Finds, yeah, that's it. The kid finds a toy.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I don't know to whom this belongs.
He decided.
But I'm assuming it's ours because it's in our house.
I think it's a mistake to bring a Switch to a family gathering if you're, yeah. you know, an adult.
Well, like, and you're yeah. with someone that you're romantically interested in.
That's so that sends a weird message. Yeah, like, why would you need it? But hey, whatever. Does that change anything for you?
Well, I mean, if it's somebody else's house, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't have taken the Switch because that would lead somebody to possibly think that they're not interesting enough. But I need something to do in case I get bored. So, yeah, that was probably wrong.
Okay. Send the wrong message to everyone now.
Yeah, this
to
is
everyone. Yeah.
This has really been played very
even
badly.
The brother. So now even the brother knows. Oh, what, you thought you were going to be bored of us?
You're yeah.
For like a night.
This is the man who dates my sister.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Thank you so much for the call. Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
So I know exactly what he feels like. I'm a step parent, and when I started dating my husband, you know, his daughter was 5 years old, and I had a Switch, and she always wanted it, but we explained it to her, it's like a cell phone to me. That's where I have all my important stuff, and it's not a toy to me. It may be a toy to her, but it's not a toy to me. And so just educating them and explaining to them, you know, there is boundaries, because it's hard enough as it is being that second person in their mind.
Right.
And you do want to try to win them over, but at the same time, you don't want to be a pushover because
absolutely.
In the
right.
long run, it's not going
to
help.
Well, that no. sounds like and a very so thoughtful way to explain it.
Yeah.
You know, now if that yeah. didn't work, just
no.
You know, do no. you yeah. just...
Did you ever grab it out of the kid's hand?
Yes.
Yeah, well, he did say, though, he took it out nicely in a respectful way. So
she said he wrestled it out of her hands, and then she cried for 2 hours.
She said. But again, you know, I don't think she should, you know, write him off for it, but just explain to him this can't happen again.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel comfortable, don't bring it around.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No. Exactly. No doubt.
It's not like they're around these kids all the time. You know, they're not her kids.
Once
they're
in a while,
her brother's kids. Yeah. So it's like
just no.
Man,
right?
Come on.
Hey, thank you so much. Go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, Fredo. I have four kids, so just say you invited me over because I know you play Call of Duty, and my kids start playing on your PlayStation. Aren't you a little afraid they're going to erase your account or drop your console, brother? And I'm pretty sure she didn't ask to see if the kids can use it.
You know what?
Because it's an entertainment console. It's not a game, right?
No. Look, sir, I agree. I do understand where you're coming from. And this maybe is just, I have a Switch. I have a PS5. I am very much, to me, there's a difference between those things. If I'm walking around kids with a Nintendo Switch, I don't know that, I don't, does that make sense? Like, it seems like it's more of a kid-friendly console that they might want to play. And so just, you could account for
it's
that.
It's the environment. So, for example, if the kids were at Paul's house.
Yes.
And they turned on his PlayStation and and helped themselves.
And got through my password into my Call of Duty account.
You know, that's like, okay, well, maybe the kids took it a little too far.
Yeah.
But if you leave something that's small and something that would attract
that
a child's attention,
play with.
That's in their house, that's where it muddies the waters.
They both cost the same, almost exactly the same. And the difference between the PlayStation console and the Switch is portable.
No, it's exactly.
No, like, no.
I'm not talking about the gaming systems. We seem to have struck a nerve here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the environment, as in Paul's house versus the brother's home.
Yeah.
Where
yes,
the child lives.
Yeah, it's like you're
so
bringing.
So it's like he brought that into the little girl's house.
You're bringing into dangerous
not the other
waters,
way around.
My friend.
Exactly.
You
there's
know?
Sharks in the water, dog. Like, you can't leave that sitting around.
Yeah, but
you should have asked him if the kids can play with it.
Yeah,
right.
Well, of course. I mean, and again, I think this is just there are a lot of things that we could have done before this point where we're ripping the
Switch. You just gotta hide things from kids.
Yeah, just
what I'm saying.
Kid-proof.
The number one rule: hide those controllers.
Exactly. Hide everything.
Put the controller up.
Remotes, cell phones,
literally
tablets.
Anything you don't want in those hands.
Exactly.
You
gotta,
dude.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. We'll talk to Morial next. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Thanks for waking up. It's on the Bull.
Yes, Paul is entirely correct.
Yes.
It's his property.
It is,
his
no
Switch.
Doubt. And I don't want to demean people. I get it. I have a Switch. I get it.
I thought it was weird that maybe you brought it to a woman's brother's home and you're romantically interested in her and you're not there for like a week.
Because that is weird.
You're there to spend time with her, presumably,
and then
the kids for the birthday party.
That's bad.
Neither here nor there. Paul may or may not have wrenched the thing out of a five-year-old girl's hand.
Yeah, it could have just snapped.
That's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, so.
Like, yes, the kid is in her formative years. This is when she starts learning about personal property. I really do feel like there's a better way to teach her that lesson.
Well, back to you guys. Howdy, you're up. What do you think?
So, my question is, how old is Paul? Because he sounds like a child.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. But again, I don't want to. I'm a 43-year-old man. I have a Nintendo Switch.
He sounded like a child because of the Switch. In general, he sounded like a child.
He did
It's the way he reacted. I have a 5-year-old and an 11-year-old, and that is the exact situation I deal with at least twice a week. Mm. My 11-year-old takes the Switch, walks away, and leaves my 5-year-old in tears.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what kids do.
I mean,
kids take things from other kids, and then you have to go and explain that you can't do that.
Yes, I agree.
And how hard is it to say, we're going to visit my brother with his four kids. Maybe you should leave your toy at home. So
yes.
We don't have this situation
yes.
in the first place.
Yes, yes. And again, he doesn't have a lot of experience with kids. Maybe he isn't aware that kids grab
kids
everything.
Kids want everything.
Everything.
Kids want literally everything.
If it
everything.
Looks cool, they're going to get their mitts on it.
Whether it's someone's house, whether it's a store.
Anything.
It could be a hardware store. They literally want everything.
I wouldn't think you'd need experience to know that, but hey.
They want nails and they want hammers. Why? I don't know.
Or tools.
It's not theirs now.
Because Bob the Builder, Katie. Thank you so much. Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Howdy. I think they were both right, but also both are wrong.
Right.
Because neither one of them said that the kid asked to play with the console anyways. So that's my first thing. They're five. They should be saying, can I please play with this if it's not theirs?
Okay. All right.
Possible the little girl asked when Heather went over and turned it on for
Yeah,
her.
Yeah.
But you're right. She didn't ask the owner of the property, which would have been Paul.
Teachable moment, for sure.
Yeah.
And depending on those consoles, so depending on which one he has a $200 one, $300, $400 one. And then also you have to think about the hours he's put into doing that. I play on console. My boyfriend plays on console. I have an 8-year-old cousin. Whenever he wants to borrow one of our consoles, he asks permission, and we watch him play it. But also, he should be like, hey, if she's interested, been next to her, helping her make sure she didn't drop it then.
Yeah.
And she's playing the game right, whatever the game is.
I think that would be an excellent idea.
So as someone who games, would you have left an expensive console lying around a house where he described the children as hurricanes?
Yes.
Well, the thing is if he's a big gamer, he would have a special bag for it that it's specifically designed to stay in. And even if you drop that thing from a couple of feet up, it still stays. So it depends on if he actually had it laying out or not.
Okay.
It seems like
I don't think she could have. I mean, hey, who knows? I wasn't there, but it does seem like little fingers can't necessarily get.
They were sitting down to dinner, and the kids were probably like in the next room. Left it unattended.
I think so.
Probably just out in the open.
But hey,
which
who knows?
Seems strange.
But it the whole. But look, you guys are making some excellent points.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank you so much
for
your perspective.
Right. It could have been shut down as soon as Heather is asked or not asked by the child. Then she says, well, you're going to have to ask Mr. Paul.
And
then the child goes to Mr. Paul, at which point Mr. Paul says no.
Mr. Paul screams at them for the audacity.
But that would have saved him from yanking it out of a child's hands.
Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah.
Of course, Heather would be mad about something else, but he'd look a little better.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday.
And here I was thinking all meals at Wendy's were meals of misfortune.
There's not one. I haven't had a meal at Wendy's that I particularly enjoy.
Dude, people waited 5 hours.
For what?
Wednesdays.
Did Wednesday do a collab? Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll give
you
the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, I take it back. Watching this transformation, I feel like they should leave this Wendy's the Wednesdays. Because it looks awesome.
I'm going to tell you right now, anything is an improvement. Standard Wendy's, it is improving. Just roll with it.
They changed the logo and everything.
Oh, yeah, because easy change. Just make the big pigtails.
Well, it has to be all black.
Oh, yeah.
Pigtails down.
Yeah, straight down. Boom. Wednesdays. Now I'm hitting your drive-thru. I might even go in to Wednesdays.
Would you wait 5.5 hours?
No. But once the crowd circulates through, I will absolutely give it a try.
Once everybody else is sick of it.
Yes. Holy cow.
Okay, we'll come back to this. But first, I want to talk about Jelly Roll at SummerSlam.
Oh, why not? Why not? You're looking at me like I should have thoughts. Good.
Well, he went through a table.
He did a table spot, y'all. And I know that's not here. Listen, here.
McIntyre now. Putting Jelly Roll, who's just knocked out cold.
There's Logan Paul on the turnbuckle about to smash some primes.
Top of the ring post. Toasting some primes.
Here's your viral moment, everyone.
And a splash through Jelly Roll through the announce.
The announcer's table.
Yeah, it was the announce table. Not your standard table. It was the announce table.
Well, it didn't sound like it threw them at all.
Oh, it all I will say is a couple of things. Number one, Logan Paul might be one of the best wrestlers in the WWE. I hate saying that. Here's the reason I can say it. Because I don't know how nervous everyone was to have a wrestler jump from 15 feet in the air on to the Jelly Roll, who is a civilian who has never wrestled a match. But I'm going to guess significantly. So they went to the guy who they thought could do it with the least likelihood of internal injury to that man. And they got Logan Paul. And the spot was flawless. It was flawless. It was great. It, you know, Jelly took the L, which is also encouraging because a lot of the celebs don't like losing.
Well, he got back up and delivered a choke slam.
He did still at the Jelly choke slam, which is like he's got a couple of signature moves.
Nice.
At this point.
Nice.
And he's sub three. He looks great. Sub 300. I mean, I'd like to see him back.
He trained for the match so hard he broke his pinky.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Like that was a fun bit.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You were looking forward to it, so that's good.
Love to see it.
And his hit song Liar became the official SummerSlam theme.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see it. In other country music news, Luke Combs says he almost joined a frat.
Almost would stop
back
him.
Back in college at Appalachian.
I could see him being an Appalachian State frat boy.
But he bailed when they made him make a very tough decision, which was join us.
Right. That's how it works.
Or quit your a cappella group.
They made him choose between singing.
Choose or die.
Seems like it should be a movie.
Choose or die.
Like, yeah, you can be with us, but it's only if you ditch the a cappella group.
Well, the two events were on the same night. Like, they had a performance.
And so
the frat was like, nah, nah. And
you
then
you got to lose the show.
Chose the a cappella group.
Wow, good call.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Okay.
I mean, he drinks enough beer.
You should have let that slide. You should have said, hey, look, you know, you got your boy, get him into class, and now look at you.
Yes.
Now look at you.
Yes. And now look at Wendy's, all grown up and surly and hating life, as you would. So it was to promote season 2 of the Netflix show Wednesday.
Yes.
Spared no expense, honestly. I mean, the drive-thru got a goth makeover with themed rooms inspired by scenes from the show.
I don't think
it was like a Disney line level. It's not like you had something you could really look at the entire time.
It wasn't that experiential.
But when you got up there, it looked pretty neat.
This is the fast food experience that we need in 2025. Like that really.
Like these little pop-ups where they like really like think that. Of all the details.
Yeah, just make it fun. Make it different because just make me forget I'm in a Wendy's more than anything.
They gave everyone a limited edition pin and a preview of the Meal of Misfortune, which came out today at every location nationwide. It includes a rest in 10-piece nuggets, cursed in crispy fries, a Raven's Blood Frosty, which is vanilla with a dark cherry swirl.
Oh, my
word.
Sounds
good.
Okay.
And 2 mysterious and spicy dips of dread. There's a total of 4 different ones that were created. Every meal also includes a plastic purple spoon with a raven and skull design.
This is great. This might actually get me into a Wendy's for the first time in years.
I was thinking a mid meal for a
mid show. Hey.
But if you're interested, Wednesday season 2 premieres Wednesday on Netflix. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Jen, let's make this a winner. I feel
Jen,
good.
Jen, let's make this a win.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. You got to get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any of the questions. We'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time, but you can't change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. Katie's ready. Let's rock and roll.
Who was the second man to walk on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
What does IHOP mean? IHOP.
International House of Pancakes.
Which filmmaker's work largely developed the modern zombie?
Pass.
A delicacy in Scotland, haggis, is served inside what animal part?
A seed pass.
What metal is liquid at room temperature?
Metal is liquid at mm-hmm. room temperature? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Old thermometer.
Oh, mercury.
The time elapsed between exposure to an infection and the appearance of the first symptoms is called what period?
The gestation period.
Bangkok is the capital of what country?
Thailand.
What company's tanker spilled 11 million gallons of oil across Alaska in 1989?
Any guesses?
China.
Well, you know, it's probably not the quiz. Sometimes we say this. It's just not your quiz. Sometimes it's your quiz. Sometimes it's not.
It's not
might not
quiz.
Have been. But hey, that's okay. The effort
did
was
get
solid.
Any right? Did
yes.
I get
yeah,
any
you did.
Right?
Yes. You absolutely did.
Yes, you did. And I'm checking on something real quick. Did you say sheep's hat?
Sheep's head.
Sheep's head.
I,
sheep's
She's head.
What threw me is I thought you said...
Sheep's hat.
I thought you said like sheep's hat. And so then I was trying not to laugh. Okay. All right. Let's go over this. Okay. Second man to walk on the moon. Neil Armstrong was the first. Yeah, so you were, I mean, you know the occasion.
Yes,
Buzz
yes.
Aldrin.
Right.
What filmmaker's work largely developed the zombie we know today, the modern zombie?
George Romero.
Yes. Yes. A delicacy in Scotland. Haggis is served inside what animal part? It is part of the sheep.
You got the sheep correct.
Not the hat, not the head.
The stomach.
The stomach.
Mm-hmm.
The stomach.
Ew.
Exactly.
Gross.
Exactly.
So gross.
The time elapsed between exposure to infection and the appearance of the first symptoms.
I thought it was incubation.
What period. Yes. Okay. Incubation right. period.
Okay. Oh, incubation.
Incubation.
I knew it wasn't
you were close.
Gestation,
I mean, that's about as close as you can get. Yeah. But yeah.
Actually, I threw in period to help you. I think if I hadn't, you probably would have
you
said
might have.
Incubation.
Yeah, you
period.
Might have.
And then what company's tanker spilled 11 million gallons of crude oil across Alaskan waters in 89?
Exxon.
Yeah.
Great work. Love the effort.
You got three.
I've got none of them right.
No, you got three. You got three.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good start. Sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Mercury was right. Thailand was right. And International House of Pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even get to 10, which means your three is even better.
Yes, it is. Jen, thank you so much.
Almost
we'll catch
half,
up.
Jen.
We'll catch up with you next time.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Frito, Katie, the Bull. Good morning, everyone. You know, there are two rodeo seasons each and every year. There is the rodeo season, and then it comes back around again in the fall. And we're almost there. We're almost to things like Fort Bend Rodeo, which we have tickets for like all week long. Mm-hmm. We have some. Nick has some, and not a bad little deal for this, y'all.
No, because you actually get to pick the day you go out, the show you see.
Yes, you do.
So it's not like, hey, call us right now, we've got Kevin Fowler. It's
right.
No, if you win and you want to see Kevin, great. But maybe you're a Wade Bowen fan.
Yeah, whatever you want to go do.
Maybe it's Josh Weathers you'd like to see out there.
All you got to do is win the tickets. You get to call it. That simple. As long as you can take down a round of last words.
When the music dies, the guessing begins. It's just the last words of a famous country song.
That's it.
Before we were saying the last five words, I'm gonna make it the last line.
Okay.
So at least five words.
So this got a little bit.
Because it's a tricky game. So I'm gonna give you the whole last line.
Mm.
So call us 713-881-5500. Give you that last line, the last words.
Mm-hmm.
You tell us what the country song is.
That's simple. First person to do it correctly, rodeo tickets, Fort Bend Rodeo. We'll get you guys on the phone next. Frito, Katie, giving away tickets to the Fort Bend Rodeo with last words this morning. Game that got even a little bit simpler. Now Katie's giving you more last words.
Yes.
Potentially. I mean, not guaranteed, but let's get to it.
Today it is.
Frito, Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Dana.
Dana, are you ready for last words?
I am.
Okay, Dana, we gather here today not to mourn, but to remember the final words of a great song.
Yes.
She sang along every time it came on. She sang along every time it came on.
And you'll need the title and artist of this. So
really, this is one when you can get one, you got the other.
I think so.
She sang along every time it came on.
Luke Bryan. That way.
I see you fishing there, and I appreciate that, but we need you to get the whole chat. Is it Luke Bryan? And if so, what is the song?
Song Came On, I think is the name.
Oh, a country song came on. That is a good
country
guess.
Country song came on.
That is a good guess.
That is a great guess.
Outstanding.
A really
guess.
Great guess, but unfortunately incorrect.
Not the one we're looking
dang.
For. Thank you.
Dang.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Kyle.
All right, Kyle, let's go. It is last words, and this could earn you four tickets to the day of your choice, the Fort Bend Rodeo. Let's begin.
Kyle, the last words of the song. She sang along every time it came on. She sang along every time it came on. She sang along every time it came on. That is the last line of what country song? And by whom?
Play it again.
She sang along every time it came on.
Is the song play again?
Play it again. Play it again.
I didn't play anything, but.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah.
That was a good guess. That was a great guess.
Great guess. Not correct. We're sorry to hear that. Thank you so much, man. Have a great day. So, you have heard the last words. Did that knock anything loose? Can you give us the title and artist of that exceptionally popular country song? 713-881-5500. It's Maury Guys on the phone coming up next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Welcome to your Monday. Let's get back to last words as we honor one of the great country songs of, well, I don't want to give any more hints.
Our time.
Yeah, our time.
The boots have stopped scooting. The whiskey's gone warm. All that remains is a single haunting lyric.
He stopped loving her today. All of that stuff about Frito and Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
Shanna.
All right, you're up. It's last words. You have to identify the title and artist of this country song. Katie, let her rip.
She sang along every time it came on.
That's Scotty McCrary with the Damn Straight.
Damn. Damn right.
Killing the man. One of my absolute favorite song by Scotty McCrary. Maybe the Hootie song Creeping Up There.
Very good.
Maybe yes. Creeping yes. Up There, but yes, you nailed it. Which means you got a date with the Fort Bend County Fair and Rodeo.
And you get to pick that date, by the way. You can check it out on the calendar, see which day you'd like to be out there, which act you'd like to see, and we will hook it up for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, hang out the line. We'll get you squared away.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
I love a good aquarium. Do you love a good aquarium?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some aquariums are there just to, you walk around and you view the beautiful sea life.
Yes.
Some aquariums, they'll even let you touch some of the sea life.
Most aquariums do.
I think they usually do have like a petting pool or something like that.
That you can touch.
This comes from our old neck of the woods in San Antonio.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm going to play a couple of clips. They are both from a mom who wants to tell you a story today.
I'm pretty sure when I tell y'all what this is on my son's arm, you're not going to believe me, but I have the receipts. A friend of mine took this in November, and you can see, the octopus is down there. He always, it's allowed, they're allowed to touch them, and it's welcomed, and he would sit there and touch and talk to the octopus for until we cut him off, several times a month, even after he started kindergarten, we were there with that octopus. Now I come to today's story, in case you haven't figured out what the first clip was from.
Yes, this kid has suction marks, all over, little spots all over his arm. All
Whoa.
Over his arm. Yeah.
And you can see it. It's
It's clearly from a tentacle
being wrapped around his entire arm.
That had wrapped around, all the way to his shoulder.
Yo, they can pet an octopus? What aquarium is this?
This is, okay.
Because there's SeaWorld, there's Sea Life.
There's the zoo aquarium, and then
there's the San Antonio Aquarium.
There was some confusion about this. Now, I think it's San Antonio Aquarium, which, by the way,
I've been to.
What's your impression of that aquarium, Katie?
I mean, look, all I'm going to say is it very much felt like somebody's private collection.
Yeah, someone who just loved aquatic creatures.
We may or may not have been told several stories about the owner throwing his children into certain tanks. And it was a wild time.
By the way, if you go and find this video of this woman, and it's very, Google San Antonio octopus. There's not that many things that'll make that Google link stick. This is a beast of an octopus.
Yeah.
And this woman.
I didn't see, the octopus wasn't there when I was there.
Okay, so you didn't.
The last time I went, that was not something that you could view or pet.
I was thinking a pettable octopus, little tiny octopus. This thing is a monster. Absolute unit, Katie.
I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm helping him get down from the step and trying to pull him away from the octopus, and that octopus is not letting go. The octopus starts coming out of the tank, and the reason we don't have pictures or videos of this is because my friend was also freaking out. So I'm trying to get him.
Thanks for telling me. I mean, I would assume you would stop rolling tape.
That octopus is now bigger than my 6-year-old. So if we have this octopus outside of the water, is it going to engulf him and swallow him whole?
Yep.
Yep. I mean, it's a big octopus, Katie. Is it big enough to consume a 6-year-old? No. The answer is no.
Okay, so what? To what end? Like she.
This is okay. So I've been reading this to discover.
She wants to tell people that this has occurred.
Right.
And maybe get the octopus out of there.
I think that is her goal. She says she's trying to work to campaign for safer and more comfortable living conditions for this particular animal, as well as others in similar situations. She's like, hey, look, just maybe this isn't a pettable.
The best idea.
Maybe it's not a pettable octopus.
It's not.
But, you know, just by the way, the actual octopus apparently is the giant Pacific octopus. That's the name of the giant Pacific octopus. They named it the giant Pacific octopus because fully grown, this monstrosity is 700 lbs. When it finally gets to how big, I'm assuming it's like anything else, but they kind of grow probably until they stop, right? Like until they can, until their food's like a goldfish, you know, like they say goldfish grow as big as they need to, like bigger tank, bigger fish. Maybe they know it's not going to get to 700 pounds, but this thing says it could get to 700 pounds at some point, which leads me to believe that they are in fact correct and this should not be a pettable octopus. But hey, whatever. Now, you could take it upon yourself and not do what this woman does, which is grab her kid by the waist and dangle him over the side so he can get his little mix in there to grab the octopus. Maybe take that as a sign that, yo, we're just going to let this, we're going to sit this one out.
Where's the sign if you're not tall enough, if you don't reach this height, you can't ride?
Apparently it needs to be bigger. The aquarium hasn't commented yet. I'm sure they will.
Won't.
They won't.
They probably won't.
You might be right. Have a great day. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.